It is now time for the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill, 310 North Main in downtown Maryville, live on KXCV 90.5 FM, the flagship station for the Bearcat Radio Network. We've got a great show tonight. We're glad you're all here. We're especially happy that Pat Haynes' retirement party from Northwest Missouri State University is here. They're loud and proud tonight, and we welcome them to the Bearcat Coaches Show as well. Tonight's show is a great one. We've got Northwest baseball coach Darren Lowe, Bearcat softball coach Ryan Anderson. Our student athletes this week are Jenna Krager from the Bearcat softball team and Tyler Durant from the Northwest baseball team. And I guess there was a little bit of news that came out of the athletic department this week. Maybe not little, but maybe pretty big news came out of the athletic department as Mel Churchma is coming back home to Northwest as he was named the new athletic director for Northwest Missouri State University. Mel will bring his energy, his organizational skills to the job. In the announcement yesterday, Churchma listed his major goals. One was to help all the Northwest coaches be even more successful than they already are, to help students excel both academically and athletically, and to continue to foster the atmosphere that makes the university and this community so special. Mel has 2 years of fundraising experience working for the Advancement Department at Austin College in Sherman, Texas, and is one of the winningest coaches in Division II, and we're happy to have Mel back home again in Northwest Missouri State. Don't forget question cards on each table for you. So if you have a question for our coaches, and we've already got one question from Alex. He gave us a question early, but if you have a question, be sure to get your card, fill out the question, and get them to your server. They'll get those cards to us so we can ask the coaches or players your question. Also, please join me in giving the great folks of Carson Sports Grill a great round of applause. Carson's do such a great job hosting this event and taking care of their customers. That is their number one concern, and they will really work hard tonight to take care of you. We also want to thank the student body in Maryville, Jim and Amy. They've been great this year. They've given us Bearcat gear to give away all week, and we thank Jim and Amy at the student body as well. A final reminder, next week will be our final Bearcat Coaches Show until next fall. We appreciate each and every one of you being here with us each and every Thursday. Our final show next Thursday night here at Carson's is going to be absolutely a great one. We're going to be visiting with Adam Dorrell, Bearcat head football coach. Adam and John Coffey over here to my right will be talking about his recent recruiting class at Northwest. He'll also be talking about this week's Pro Day, in which several NFL scouts were on the Northwest campus to take a look at some of our graduating seniors that hopefully will get drafted here coming up in April. And we'll also visit with Coach Dorrell about spring practice, and we'll talk about the spring football game coming up on April 20th. That's going to be on our next week's show. We're also going to be visiting with Nate Davis, talking about the new athletic logo that we're going to be rolling out as well. And we're going to be talking with interim athletic director Lori Hopkins. Lori is going to be talking about all things Bearcats, all things athletics, and we can't wait to visit with Lori, who's done such a great job as an interim athletic director at Northwest. When we return, we'll have Darren Lowe, the head coach of the Northwest baseball team, when we return to the Bearcat Coaches Show right here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. You're listening to KXCV 90.5 FM, the flagship station of the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work and driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, family-owned since 1951, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, 800-292-6546.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at Compass Dental Group.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, and we're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat baseball team, Darren Lowe. And Darren, thanks a lot for being with us here on the program. And Darren, it's been kind of a rough spring for you weather-wise, just trying to get some games in. And how tough is that right now with the weather situation where you play a game here, a game there, and then you have to wait a few days to get back out onto the field? And what kind of obstacles does that play for your team?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we just want to play and get some consistency in our game, but it's real difficult to do that when the only time you really get on a baseball field is on game day. So, you know, on a weekend series, when we play three games on a weekend, it seems like we are a little rusty in game one, and we start getting in the flow in game two, and start looking pretty good by game three, and then we're just right back inside. So, you know, it's been a battle, and I think we've practiced on our field three times now, and we're almost halfway through our season. So, you know, it's a struggle. You do the best you can and prepare the best you can, and hopefully it gets warm here and we get on a roll in the second half and make a run to get back into this thing.
No, we were talking a little bit earlier before we went live here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and about the situation with the weather. We had such a great winter, really, and at that point you thought, well, maybe things are going to work out well for spring sports to be able to get outside. And has this really been the latest that you've had to deal with this type of situation the last several years?
Well, I think it certainly has been cold later in the spring. You know, we're sitting here in mid to late March, and it seems like there's no end in sight as far as the cold weather. But usually it starts warming up first week, maybe in the second week of March. But snow in the forecast next week again. So again, it's you got to battle some of those things. On top of that, which really compounds things for us, is the expansion of the conference with 15 conference schools. And our baseball coaches really wanted to make sure we played all of our opponents in the conference. So we actually started our conference play in about the 10th of February, which really makes it difficult when you have a cold spring. So, you know, we will certainly discuss the schedule format for next year. We have to make some changes. We've already lost 11 of our 22 home games. We've had to play them on the road or at a neutral site. So we only have 11 of those remaining. And, it's unfortunate. But, again, we got to overcome those things and get back on the right track.
One of the things about that, again, having to start your conference season so early, in the past you were able to take a spring trip and get a lot of games in before the conference season even started, where you could be a little more tuned up as you get into the NCAA play.
Yeah, in the last few, you know, you go back 10 years ago, we'd have, anywhere from 10 to 16, 18 non-conference games. We'd head down to Florida and maybe, play some various levels of competition, kind of work the kinks out a little bit and get on the right track before you start conference play. This year we had a three-game set against Monticello, Arkansas, and then we rolled right into our conference play. And with that, we still had snow on our fields, but we had to move from Bearcat Field and travel down to Central Oklahoma and play down there instead. Played over at Lindenwood College instead of playing here at Bearcat Field, and then actually had to move one of our home games from Maryville to Topeka and play at Washburn Field because they were about 10 degrees warmer there. We met Kearney over there. So, you know, it's we've been working hard to get those games in, but we want to work hard to get some practices in too, and and work out some of those issues that we need to.
Now, last weekend, it looked like you were going to have the weekend off, but it turned out you were able to come up with a couple games at the last minute with Midland and Waldorf, and a couple wins for your team, a 3-0 win over Midland, and then defeated Waldorf 5-1 last Saturday. Talk a little bit about those two games, what it meant to be able to actually play against some competition Saturday as opposed to having the weekend off.
Yeah, that was our bye week within our conference schedule, and you know, once we lost those Central Missouri games from the week before, we had three dates that we needed to fill to get us to our maximum of 50 games in the spring. So what we chose to do was when William Jewell comes back up here later in the spring, they were going to play a 9-inning game, and now we're going to play a doubleheader. And then we just picked up a game against Midland and a game against Waldorf. And again, it's just a matter of wanting to continue to play and not take that long lapse of time off. You know, I think we found some things out in some of those games. I thought we pitched extremely well in both of those games. Obviously, when you look at those scores, I thought we rushed up on a lot of defensive things. Got to swing the bats better. I think that's the biggest thing. We have Tyler on later tonight. He's one of our hottest hitters right now, and he's really carrying us offensively. We just need to get a few more guys swinging the bats in that lineup and start driving a few more runs. So I think we have more guys swinging the bats better than 2 weeks ago and a week ago, and you know, hopefully we get right on track this weekend at Truman.
As when you talk about swinging the bats better, at this point, when it's as cold as it is, does any who has the advantage there, the pitcher or the hitter at this with weather like this?
Well, I think certainly the pitcher does, and you know, it's not just the hands. When you make contact with an aluminum bat at 35 degrees, it's going to sting your hands a little bit, but you know, just the motion of the swing, you're probably wearing a few more clothes, and you're sitting around and either standing in the outfield or in the infield, and then come in and sit in a cold dugout. It's your body's going to stiffen up a little bit. So you know, to get up there and try to, you know, hit an 88 mile an hour fastball in 35 degree temperatures is a pretty tough task.
Now, as I talked about, you had a couple games this past weekend with Midland and Waldorf. Then you got back into the MIAA play on Tuesday, facing a red-hot Missouri Western team right now. Unfortunately, a couple losses, 10-4 and 7-2 in that matchup. But faced a Griffin team that's really playing some pretty good baseball right now.
Yeah, they had a good club. You know, they came out and kind of punched us in the mouth early. They scored five in the first, and then we settled down and played pretty good baseball after that. Gave up a few cheap runs at the end of that ball game, but you know, I thought we played real well on the day, even though the scores, we came up short on the scoreboard, but we only gave up one big inning in the first game and one big inning in the second game, which was really the difference in both of those. And other than that, we scattered some hits and scattered some runs and gave up some single runs, but I thought we competed well all day. I thought we pitched pretty well with the exception of those two innings and played solid defense. You know, again, when we get the bats rolling a little bit and are able to compete a little bit better offensively, I think we can certainly turn those numbers around.
And you'll get another chance at them next week?
Next week, we'll head down to St. Joe and take them on midweek again. And, you know, of course, this is the time over spring break. You're able to practice a little bit more, and you don't have the distractions of, you know, a lot of athletes bunching up down in lower level Lampkin or on the turf. You know, this is where we can really concentrate and work some things out. So, you know, that's obviously our goal, and get on the right track, get on a hot streak, and we'll see what happens.
Now, you mentioned a little bit earlier that you've got some games coming up this weekend in Kirksville with Truman State. A little bit of a change in that schedule, moving things up a day where you'll be playing tomorrow and Saturday as opposed to Saturday and Sunday, trying to beat some of the weather in the Kirksville area then this weekend. And let's just talk about the matchups with Truman State.
Well, Truman's, you know, they split with Lindenwood today. They had a 2-1 win and a 4-1 loss today. So, you know, hopefully they got in the bullpen a little bit and used some of their pitching. You know, they battled the temperatures again today. So, you know, you look at the matchup, you know, obviously, you know, we have a string of contests ahead of us, you know, that's they're teams in the lower part of our schedule or lower part of our standings, and an opportunity to really make a run and get back into this thing. You know, it's we looked at the forecast. It's supposed to be a, you know, real low 30s on Sunday, so we were able to move those games up to Friday, Saturday, and we look at that 46 degrees on Saturday, and it looks balmy, almost hot. It'll be the warmest days we've played yet this year. So, again, we're excited to get out and keep playing and get a couple wins under our belt.
After the trip to Kirksville, you begin, and then you go on the road next Tuesday with Missouri Western, which we've already talked about. After that, have a little bit of a homestand coming up, and hopefully the weather will be shaping up the next weekend. Again, after this with Truman State, next weekend you've got Missouri Southern coming in for a homestand, and then Washburn on April 3rd. So a chance, hopefully, if the weather cooperates, to get some home games in.
Yeah, if we stay dry, we're certainly in good shape, and this cold weather's got to break sooner or later. So, you know, hopefully this week it's we start getting into the 50s and 60s, and the grass starts growing a little bit, and we're able to get out and play some serious baseball instead of you know, working around the snow and just trying to stay warm.
A lot of baseball, as you mentioned, left to be played this year. At this point in the season, as you look at your squad, what are the areas that you'd like to see this team improve upon? Again, you mentioned a little bit earlier about hitting. Is that the number one issue right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we want to get better in every phase. I think we can pitch a little bit better, but I think we've made very large strides in our pitching staff. We've kind of identified the guys that are able to go do the job consistently. I think we're playing real solid defense, even though we haven't had an opportunity to be outside and play a lot of defense. The guys have overcome that real well and are doing a good job picking up the baseball and throwing it across. And, you know, the biggest thing is just swinging with some confidence, getting some confidence going offensively, getting base runners on. I think we've been doing a pretty good job of getting runners on early in the game and really competing. And it's those middle innings where we're maybe faltering a little bit. So, you know, baseball is a big game of confidence. You know, I think we're, again, making small steps forward in those areas and hopefully make big strides this weekend.
And as you look at the conference standings right now, anything playing out differently than what you anticipated at this point in the season?
To be honest with you, John, I haven't looked at conference standings for about a month now. It's, you know, early on when we were struggling, it's disappointing to look at. So, you know, you brought up our schedule. I didn't even know who we had upcoming after Truman State and Missouri Western. So it was... so as far as, you know, stat standings, you know, I assume Central Missouri and Missouri Western are up there. They're going to be a couple tough teams. And other than those teams, I think everybody's kind of in a fight. And, you know, like I said, you know more better than I do where people stand. But, you know, we got to control what we can control, and that's our job on the field. And I think everything will play out and take care of itself at the end.
Yeah, I guess just take care of your own business and hope everything works out.
That's right.
All right, Darren, thanks all for being with us.
Thanks, John.
Okay, that's Darren Lowe, the head baseball coach at Northwest Missouri State University. Barrett's team, busy weekend coming up as they moved up their weekend series with Truman State to tomorrow and Saturday in Kirksville. And then down to St. Joseph next Tuesday to face Missouri Western and finally getting back home the next weekend with Missouri Southern. So that's, again, the Bearcat baseball coach Darren Lowe. When we come back, we'll talk more baseball for you. That's all coming up as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. More with you on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Today's broadcast is underwritten by Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Services include open bowling daily, lanes and cosmic bowling for all ages, as well as lane rental for special occasions. Bearcat Lanes and Lounge, located at 1803 South Main, 562-2571.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show, live at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And give it up, everyone. Give him a nice round of applause as we welcome Tyler Durant of the Northwest baseball team to the show. Tyler, nice to have you with us. Tyler, let's talk a little bit about maybe ought to tell the audience, both on the radio and also here at Carson's, a little bit about you. You're a 6-foot senior at Northwest Missouri State University. You bat right, you throw right, and you're the leading hitter on the Bearcats so far this year with a .356 batting average, 5 doubles, 10 RBIs on just limited action, not many games so far this year. And one of the stats that I find really amazing is the fact that Tyler's only struck out 3 times this season in 22 games and 59 at-bats, which is just phenomenal. And you went 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs last Saturday in the Bearcat win against Waldorf. Great season just underway.
Yeah, it's been going real well. I mean, I've been seeing the ball really well lately. I've been real comfortable in the box. So, I mean, it's my last year, and I've just been going out there each and every day, playing like it's my last game and having some fun.
Now, you're from Eldridge, Iowa. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your path to Northwest and playing Division II baseball.
Yeah, I'm from Eldridge, Iowa, which is a small town just north of Davenport, Iowa. It's about 5 hours away from here. I went to Iowa Central Community College right out of high school. I played there for 2 years, had some success there. During my sophomore year, I was looking at Northwest Missouri State, Cameron University down in Oklahoma, and Wichita Baptist, which is down in Arkansas. And once I came here, I fell in love with the school, the coaching staff, and I'm now here.
And we're glad to have you here. Talk a little bit about, besides the weird weather and not being able to play consistently, too many games so far this year, talk a little bit about your impressions of the season so far.
I mean, it's been a tough start, but there's still plenty of season left. The weather's been a factor, but like Coach said earlier, we've only had 3 outdoor practices, and it's been tough to, you know, get the feel of the game right now because we're coming inside, and going from inside to outside, it's tough to time up pitching and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's still plenty of season left. We got a lot of work to do, but there's no doubt in my mind that we can turn this around and get right back in the middle of things and hopefully make a run at the tournament.
As we mentioned at the top, you're, you know, hitting at a great clip, .356 average, virtually no strikeouts. You said you saw, we're seeing the ball really, really well, but what do you attribute to, you know, that success? It's got to be more than just seeing the baseball, which I know is a big part of it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, it's my senior year, and I've just been going out there having fun. And like last year, I was pretty hard on myself at times. And once I begin to get hard on myself, it just keeps on. It's a snowball effect for baseball. I mean, baseball is just a mental game. And if you go out there, have fun, and have positive thoughts each and every day, I mean, I've had success this year, and I hope to keep that up.
You know, I think the average fan doesn't really understand just how much time, how much work, how much commitment a college player in any sport has to do to be successful. Talk a little bit about how you prepare for the season and then how you go about preparing for each game.
Well, in the fall, we, of course, have our fall season. That's from when we get here in the beginning of September all the way till the end of October, and then we have we lift weights. We have 6 a.m. running, which is pretty tough, which we just started this year. But I mean, that's all part of mental toughness too, which you need in the game of baseball. And then, of course, we have our break, our winter break, and then we come back and we're right into things. Because like this year, we had our first game February 8th or something like that down in Monticello, Arkansas. So I mean, we only had 3-4 weeks to practice once we got back. So, I mean, it's tough. It's kind of a disadvantage, but, like, from those schools down south, but there's nothing you can do about it. And then right now, I just go in each and every day at practice, try to make myself better, try to make the people around me better, and just go in there with a positive mindset and take each game like it's my last. So.
Now, you traveled to Truman State in Kurtzville this weekend, and according to Coach Lowe, who's now a weatherman, says it's going to be 46 degrees and balmy. You know, that'll be fun to play in, won't it, as compared to 20-degree weather here in Maryville this week?
Yeah, it definitely would be a change. It's not very fun to play in the cold, but, I mean, 46, you got to take what you get, I guess.
Talk about the scouting report. What can we expect out of Truman? What's the Bearcats have to do to come out with some wins this weekend?
I mean, I'm sure Truman will hit the ball well. They'll throw it well. We just need to come out there, have level head, high confidence, throw the ball well like we've been doing lately. And we need to start hitting a little bit better. I mean, it's starting to come around, the hitting. And defensively, we need to play clean baseball. So if we do that, I'm sure we'll be fine at the end of the week.
Now, you're a senior. What's your major and what's your plan upon graduation from Northwest?
I'm a business management major. Actually, I'm trying to get a GA spot here for next year. So I'll come and get my MBA here. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
I ask every student athlete this. What would surprise us to know about Tyler Durant?
Surprise them? I'm petrified of needles.
Petrified of needles?
Yeah.
Did this start at a really early age or here just lately?
When I was, 10 years old, I went with my parents to this fair or something, and they're taking blood to see what kind of blood type I was, and I go there, I sit down, they prick my finger, and all of a sudden, next thing I know, I'm room spinning and everything, and I wake up, and that's about the end of that.
Wasn't a very good experience, and you've remembered it, right?
Yeah.
Tyler, we appreciate you taking the time, and congratulations on being the leading hitter and a leader on the Bearcat baseball team. We appreciate it, and good luck this weekend against Truman State.
Thank you.
That's Tyler Durant, everyone. Senior outfielder and the leading hitter for the Northwest Bearcats. When we return, we'll be talking to Ryan Anderson, head coach of the Bearcat softball team. We'll do that as the Bearcat Coaches Show continues right here live at Carson Sports Grill in Maryville.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors, with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show. Before Tyler gets out of here, I made a real mistake, Tyler. We had a young fan, Alex, wanted me to ask you, will you hit me a home run this weekend? That's for Alex. He's not a real home run hitter, but he'll give it his best shot. So we thank Alex for that. We now turn it over to John Coffey, voice of the Bearcats, and head coach Ryan Anderson.
All right. Thank you, Rodney Harrison. Again, we are joined by the head coach of the Northwest softball team, Ryan Anderson, and a big round of applause for Coach Anderson being with us here today. And, Coach, your team, much like the baseball teams, really struggled getting some games in lately due to the weather situation. But one thing with your squad, you got off to a great start of the season, off to the best start in program history, running the first seven games of the season. And just talk a little bit about that run early in the year for you.
We were able to get hot pretty quick, and we had hitters show up and perform right away. Pitching was decent out of the block. But, you know, just like baseball, we've had trouble getting outside to practice. I mean, we've been outside, I think, two times on dirt, multiple times on the turf, but turf is not the same for softball and baseball.
You've had a chance to play in some weekend tournaments early on, and just talk a little bit about some of those. I know you headed down south for a couple weekends and then an indoor tournament up in Rochester, Minnesota. And talk about those opportunities to get a lot of games in a short period of time.
Well, I think that's what's good about softball. You're able to play multiple games in a short amount of time. You know, recovery time pitching-wise comes a lot quicker. You know, your pitchers can throw, you know, two games in a day or back-to-back days or back-to-back-to-back days. So it's a little easier to get multiple games in than baseball, which really helped us going down to Arkansas, getting six games, heading up to Minnesota, getting another five, and, you know, really kind of finding what the team can do early in the season.
And then I would imagine the tough thing about that, after you were able to get those games in, then you kind of have to sit around and wait a little bit with the weather situation.
Yeah, we come back home from both places and all we're dealing with is snow. You know, for the Minnesota tournament, we actually had to leave a day early just to beat the snow here so we wouldn't get stranded here and not be able to get up there. I think three or four teams actually didn't get to go up there to that tournament, so we were able to get up there and play. And, you know, it's tough coming back, having to go back inside and practice.
And then last weekend you were able to get some games in. Unfortunately, they were home games, but you had to move those down to Platte City and play down there. Let's first of all talk about the decision to move the games with Southwest Baptist on Friday and then Central Missouri on Saturday down to Platte City.
Well, we finally had a couple days over 50 degrees, but they didn't come till Thursday, Friday. I think if they would have hit Tuesday, Wednesday of that week, or of last week, it would have thawed the field out a little bit better for us. We still have some moisture coming up, and it was really soft and wet Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of that week. And so, you know, we needed to get games in, so we were looking all over the place to play, and Platte City was gracious enough to let us come down there. And, you know, on Friday it was 80 degrees, and then on Saturday it was turned around to be 30 degrees. So, you know, it's just something we're dealing with this year.
And on the 80-degree day, things really turned out well for your team, a doubleheader sweep of Southwest Baptist.
Oh, definitely. You know, we came out and swung the bat both games. Pitchers threw well both games for the most part. But then again, you know, the pitchers are having to adjust to dirt. And, you know, this far into the season, you don't want to do that. You know, we understand that we have to practice inside when it's cold, but we're a week away from April and we're still practicing inside and not getting on dirt. So, you know, we're able to score runs and win those two games there. So that was good for us.
And a doubleheader with the Jennies on Saturday out of Central Missouri. Talk a bit about that doubleheader.
First game, you know, it was a lot of fun. The first game went 10 innings. You know, I don't think their pitcher or our pitcher actually threw how they wanted to. You know, it was a miserable day. I think we had 30-mile-an-hour wind. But, you know, we hit decent, but our 6-9 hole went 1-for-17. And that doesn't help you score runs. So, you know, really the bottom half of the order has to step up and start hitting. Second game, you know, we did. We hit 1-9 and were able to score runs, so it sure helps.
Now, you were able to play at home on Tuesday. Unfortunately, a doubleheader loss as Missouri Western came to town, losing the first game 2-1, then the nightcap 6-4. And talk a bit about that matchup. And it looks like, especially in the first game, you got some good pitching there.
Oh, yeah, both games were good. First game was more of a pitcher's duel for us. You know, I think we gave up 7 hits. They gave up 4 hits. You know, neither team really hit the ball hard at all. You know, it was somebody did the single, the pitchers pitch out of the inning. So, you know, it was, you know, went 8 innings. You know, they took the game from us, unfortunately. But second game came around, and both teams hit the ball a little bit better that game. You know, but kind of the same result. You know, we just came up a little bit short.
Again, we're talking to Ryan Anderson, the head coach of the Northwest softball team. And, Ryan, I know this weekend you hope to get in more games than what you're going to. The Missouri Western Invitational down in St. Joseph has already been canceled. And that's a shame because you were going to get a lot of games in against some in-region schools.
Well, Mankato, Concordia University, Augustana, they're all regionally ranked teams, or they will be regionally ranked teams, so it would have been great to play those teams. You know, unfortunately, this weather came in again, and the northern teams didn't want to travel down here just to get snowed out. You know, so we do actually have Northern State coming down tomorrow to play. It's going to be cold, but, you know, they're region games for us, and, you know, we get some games.
Right, I ought to feel a little bit warm for Northern State coming down from the Dakotas there.
And Coach told me today that they still have 2 feet of snow on the field, and it was 8 degrees, so it was, she said it's going to feel like 80 to us down there. So.
And that gets underway at 4:30 over at Bearcat Field on the Northwest Campus, and let's talk about that matchup with Northern State.
Well, don't really know a lot about them. They don't have a lot of games under their belt this year. I think they went to Florida for a few games. They played in the Dome Tournament up north, but they're sitting about 500. They have some good hitters. They've lost a couple teams, but they've beat some good teams. So, you know, I think they're still a young team right now, on the field wise, game wise. So, you know, I think it's going to be good for us both just to get to play.
And when you look at your squad, let's break down your team a little bit as far as offense, defense, and things like that, as far as the strengths of the squad. First of all, talk about hitting and the way that some of the players that performed well and some of the players that you're looking for good things out of this season.
You know, we've had Jordan Aaron, Candace Miller. They're both hitting well right now. Stephanie Price is hitting well. Two outfielders and a shortstop. Kristen Uthe is just coming back from an injury. She's been out for a couple weeks. Haley Hendricks, she has hit well, but she's also missed 7 or 8 games already this year with a wrist injury. So, you know, she's fighting. It's going to be something she fights the whole year. You know, so we have some people hitting well. We haven't had a consistent lineup. With Haley and Kristen Uthe, and they both, you know, missed a good amount of time. Kaylee Sherman, she's missed the whole year, and she was a big RBI producer that we were expecting to have this year. You know, that's tough to replace. We've had a couple other kids step up, but, you know, it's one thing to have seniors step up.
Now, pitching-wise, I know we've got a good one that we'll be hearing from a little bit later in the program, but just talk about the strength on the pitching side.
You know, that's kept us in a lot of games. You know, they've got ahead in counts and worked out of situations. You know, I think we're still at a point where we can still get better. And I think, you know, some of that comes from just getting on dirt and just getting the consistency of being on dirt. You know, right now we're going game to game. Whenever we get to actually play, then we're on dirt. You know, the 5 days in between, we're inside. So, you know, if we could consistently get out as much as possible, it's only going to help them even more.
And I imagine from the defensive standpoint that the weather really plays a factor in how well the defense plays behind the pitchers, too.
Oh, yeah. You can't. It's tough to work without outfielders inside. You know, it's even infield, as close as our bases are, you know, it's not realistic to be on turf. It's so fast. You know, we have our bases are 60 feet, and our third and first baseman play 40 foot away. So, you know, on turf, it's not realistic. But, you know, that's what we have. We go out on the football field and take balls out there and just do what we can. So, you know, take all we can. Just try to get better.
So it's still early to really figure out the conference race right now?
I think everybody has an idea of who's going to be good. You know, Fort Hays, I don't think they lost anybody from last year. They're sitting up top right now. Emporia, I think they maybe graduated two seniors from last year. Mo West is going to be tough. But, you know, we have a team to compete with them. So, and I think once our players start to realize that, I think they do, but, again, consistency of being on dirt is going to help and make them understand that, okay, we can play with whoever steps on the field with us.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Yep.
And that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State softball team, Ryan Anderson. As his team in action tomorrow, they face Northern State, and a doubleheader getting underway at 4:30 at Bearcat Field. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion on Bearcat softball. That's coming up right after this timeout as you're listening to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com. Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MarryvilleMo.org.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. You know, our next guest is a senior from Winterset, Iowa. And she is the all-time strikeout leader at Northwest, currently with 481 strikeouts. She's currently 26th in the nation with a 1.42 earned run average. And this season she has three games of 10 or more strikeouts, 10 versus Southern Arkansas, 11 versus Southwest Baptist, and 10 versus Central Missouri. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Bearcat Coaches Show, Jenna Krieger. Jenna, tell us a little bit about yourself, you're from Winterset, Iowa, and you know how you got to Northwest and became a D2 softball pitcher.
Yeah, like you said, I'm a senior from Winterset, Iowa. I've been here all 4 years. When I came on my visit, I got along with Coach Anderson really well. I really liked the campus. Everyone seemed really friendly. The campus wasn't too big, but it wasn't too small. I just felt like I really fit in.
Talk a little bit how you got started. Was it when you were a little girl, or was it in high school, or how'd you get started playing fast pitch softball?
I started pitching when I was probably six. And I was like a total girly girl when I was little, like loved Barbies, dresses. So I don't really know how softball came up, but yeah, I remember my pitching coach, his name was Larry Dillinger, he would always come over and he would make a chalk line on our, on the cement and make me do pitching drills and stuff. And I mean, back then when you're six, no one wants to practice every day and stuff, but it just kind of stuck and it was something that had come naturally for me. And yeah, I just kept it up.
You know, anyone that's ever played fast pitch softball realizes how important the pitching position is, and pressure. is it big? How do you go about dealing with the pressure before each start?
I guess now since I've been doing it for so long, it's just like you don't even think about it. That's just your role on the field, and you have to control the pace of the game, and just feel like pitchers kind of have to be a natural leader. Just knowing you have to stay calm, which is not always the easiest thing to do. Just being a natural leader and being able to take care of situations and stuff like that.
From a pitching perspective, how do you prepare for each opponent? Because it's not just, you know, preparing for a certain team. You really have to study each and every batter that you're going to face.
Yeah. I try not to get too wrapped up about it like days before games, because I feel like you just kind of stress yourself out. But Coach Anderson usually has a scouting report, and so the day before, a couple days before, he'll go over each individual batter, you know, talk about their weak strengths and weaknesses, and me and the catcher will discuss that together and decide how we want to go about that usually.
Do you have a signature pitch? What's in your arsenal? Tell us a little bit about tell us about the stuff you've got.
Everyone always asks me that, and honestly, it just depends on the game and who you're facing. Like, some days my curveball will be right on, and other days I can't get it across the plate. So it kind of just depends, but I throw about six different pitches, so it's nice to have a variety of those, but as my go-to. It just honestly depends on the day.
How hard is it to adjust, you know, when you know, that, you know, that real maybe the favorite pitch that you have in your arsenal, and it's just not that there that day?
Yeah.
How tough is it to adjust?
It can be frustrating. Like, that happened to me, actually, this past weekend on Saturday. It just wasn't my day, you know, and you just have to realize that. And so as a catcher, our catcher is really good about supporting me and saying, hey, you know, like, this isn't working today. You need to change it up and adjust. So that's another thing about pitching. You have to be able to adapt to different situations. So that's when you just have to either rely on your defense or rely on the strength of your other pitches.
In softball or baseball, anyone, you know, the relationship between the pitcher and the catcher is a really big deal. How important is that to have that relationship with your catcher?
To me, it's really important. Kylie Cantrell, she has caught me the past 2 years. And it's just, you really need to sync, like, which we do really well. Normally, she knows what I'm thinking in my head before we call it. I hardly ever have to shake her off. So that's nice, because as a pitcher, you don't want to be standing there shaking your catcher off every other pitch and stuff. So it's nice. She's caught me, you know, every day in practice, so she knows during certain situations what works best and what I'm comfortable with.
What are some of your goals for this year, things you want to accomplish?
I mean, obviously, I really want to make it to the conference tournament. I feel like in the past 4 years, I feel like this team has the most potential. I just feel like we can handle situations, and I do consider us one of the top teams in the conference. I know we just had a tough loss against Mo West, but I'm confident that we can bounce back and, yeah, make it to that conference tournament.
Now, the Missouri Western Invitation was scheduled for this weekend, and it was canceled due to, you know, the impending bad weather that they're calling for. But how difficult is it to compete when there's some pretty long stretches between games, particularly in the really weird weather that we're having?
It is difficult. Like Coach Anderson mentioned, we've been inside, you know, and then you go outside for 2 days, and then you're back inside for a week, and then if your games get canceled, then you're inside even longer. And as a pitcher, the surfaces are, like, totally different. In dirt, you create a hole that you have to dig out of, and which can also affect how your pitch moves and stuff, rather than having a flat surface inside. So as a personal standpoint, that's hard. And also for fielding, just like different surfaces, the ball comes faster or slower. But I think we've done a pretty good job at adjusting and working with what we have, but it definitely is difficult.
At the top of the interview, we mentioned that you were a senior. What's your major, and what are you planning on doing upon graduation?
I am a biology major with a biochemistry minor. It's not as fancy as it sounds, but I want to eventually be a physician's assistant. So I have to take a year off to get my clinical hours, and then I'll apply to PA school in the fall.
Okay. I'll ask you the same thing that I did Tyler. What would surprise us to know about Jenna Krieger?
Surprising to know. I mean,
now Tyler, he was afraid of needles, so.
Oh, no, I'm not afraid of needles. I guess, I don't know if this is like a weird fact, but like the number 3, I can do it with my left hand, but my right hand, I can't like make it. I don't know if it's because everything's so tight from pitching, but it's just like, I can't do it.
That is a fun fact. I like that. Jenna, we appreciate your time today, and you know, congratulations on your season so far. Good luck the rest of the way, and
thank you.
We really appreciate your contributions to the Northwest.
Thank you.
Folks, give it up. That's Jenna Krieger, the number one pitcher for the Bearcat softball team and the strikeout leader for Northwest career-wise, and also currently 26th in the nation with a 1.42 ERA. When we come back, we're going to talk to Rosie, Mark Rosewell of the Bearcat tennis team. We'll do that right after this timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Coaches Show right here from Carson's on KXCV.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Today's Bearcat Radio Network broadcast is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice at 119 East 4th in Maryville. More information available at 660-582-7196.
This broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you by the Northwest Medical Center of Albany, Missouri. The Northwest Medical Center offers ambulatory and general surgery, cardiac rehabilitation, dietary counseling, and occupational therapy at 705 North College in Albany, Missouri. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from A&G Restaurant in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering located at 208 North Main in Maryville. More information available at agrestaurant.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell. And Mark, good to have you with us on the program, and it's been a busy day for you.
It certainly has, John. Always a pleasure to be here.
And some fans in the background here. Let's first of all just talk a little bit about today. Your men's team up in Red Oak had an opportunity to play indoors with Southern Indiana.
We did. We played Southern Indiana on the men. They're ranked 41st in the country, I think, right now. And we ended up winning the match 5-3.
And that's a big win for your team.
It really is. They had some really good players, and it was a close match, but we sent them back to Indiana, I guess.
All right, and one of the things that tennis has that's an advantage over, say, baseball and softball that we've been talking with today is the fact that you can move indoors and play some. You've got the facility up in Red Oak, you've got some matches, and also down in St. Joseph at the Racquet Club there.
Yeah, it really helps us. I feel sorry for the softball and baseball teams because, you know, with the kind of spring we've had, this it's just been tough for everybody, track, whatever, but we're fortunate enough that we do have some places that we can go play. You know, when you're starting your season in the middle of February in Maryville, Missouri, you know, you're going to have to get some indoor places to play. So that's what we've been doing.
Now, yesterday your women were in action down in St. Joseph at the Racquet Club that we talked about. You faced Missouri Western, and that's a team you've had a little bit of success with through the years. What's that, the 30th straight win for the Northwest women over Missouri Western?
Yeah, but who's counting, John? yeah, we played very well. We won the match 8-1. And actually, I think it says 30. We may have beaten them more than 30 times. I can't remember. We played them a couple times, you know, in the conference tournament and so forth. But 30's good.
All right. And right now, as you look at your squads, you've had some matches in. And just talk a little bit about what you see as the strengths of both of your squads. First of all, let's look on the women's side. And who's been performing well for you? And who do you expect to perform well?
Yeah, my number one girl, John, Camila Quesada, is having a great, great year, both in singles and doubles. And she plays with Alexis Bartek, who was on the show, I think, last fall. So they've been playing very well. I think our girls we're 5-3 right now and having a good year. You know, we play a quality schedule. We play many, many good teams throughout the year. So I'm quite pleased with them. And then we've got a couple other players that are having a good year. I've got a Spanish girl, Gisela Font, and Stephanie Mannix, who was also on the show last fall, has been doing pretty well.
And now for the men, let's talk about the men. And you're playing very well, as you mentioned, a win against a nationally ranked team here today. Just talk about some of the players that really stepped up right now.
I tell you, John, this freshman we got that won the ITA last fall in doubles and was runner-up, got beat 6-4 in the third in singles. He's having a phenomenal year. He won today easy in straight sets against a really accomplished player. That's Sergio Devanchez. And he plays with Luis Altamirez. They're both from Spain. And very good players, and they're having a very good year. And two Brazilians that came to us from Laredo Junior College, Guy and Rafael, playing very well. Shoot, they're all playing well.
That's a nice problem to have, isn't it?
It really is.
Now, as you look ahead, you've got spring break coming up starting this weekend, and one of the things you do, you take advantage of that and schedule some matches down south, and you've got both your teams doing a little bit of traveling here this weekend.
Yeah, we're going all the way down to Texas, and I'm hearing Jared Smith, our Drury's coach, a former Northwest player, said it was 80 degrees down there yesterday, so we welcome that. That's usually the time for us to really get match tough. We try to go down there and play the best possible teams that we can. We've really already started our spring trip and playing and so forth. So we're going to be playing about 6, 7, 8 matches in the next week or so.
Now, I think if I understand right, tomorrow you'll be in Springfield and you've got Harding on your schedule tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a makeup match, and we play that down there at Cooper Complex. You've been down there before. 12 outdoor courts, 15 or 12 indoor courts, 15 outdoor courts. A wonderful place to play. And that's also where the MIAA championships are going to be this year at the end of April.
And what kind of advantage does that have? I know other schools in the conference try to schedule some matches there as well, but to go down and play a few matches, where the conference championship's going to be?
Yeah, we always try to play. You know, we've been in the Plaza for the last 3 years, and we always try to play a match, a couple matches. We played UMKC down there. That's where they play their home matches. I think it helps, you know, in tennis, just like some of the other sports, if you've participated on those courts before, you don't feel so foreign to them, and it usually works in your benefit.
And you're getting your badge, and you head further south from Springfield tomorrow down to Wichita Falls, Texas on Saturday. Midwestern State, your opponent on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to play them, and the last time we played them was 2 years ago. We got rained out last year, but actually our men beat them 5-4 in a real close match in St. Joe.
And then back up, not very far though, to Lawton, Oklahoma, Cameron University on Sunday.
Another good teams. We played their men last year, got beat 5-4. They beat our women, but I think their women are ranked maybe top 12 in the country, but that's good competition.
Hope your players are able to get some sleep on the vans. After that, you have to travel on Monday over to St. Charles, Missouri, over by St. Louis on Lindenwood on your schedule.
I'll tell you, John, you know, the conference just has gotten so big, and we've talked about this before, but you're trying to get all your matches in, going all over the place, and it's not an easy thing, you know, and you've got to play all those conference matches. So that's what we're doing, and we're heading over there. I've never played over there in St. Charles before. They tell me they've got 8 really nice courts, and their facilities are very good.
And next Tuesday, up to Kirksville to face Truman State.
You know, that's that kind of is a neat thing, because that'll be the last time that we play them, being in the league. And we've had quite a rivalry with them over the years. Of course, Coach Pete Kendall's retired this year, but I really hate to see him leave. You know, that's one of the 3 original members, along with Northwest and Central Missouri State, which I know a little something about. But I hate to see, and you know, they're going to start a tennis team here in either next year or the year after that, men and women. So we always like seeing that.
And then you kind of wrap up everything through a lot of traveling. You get back to Maryville next Wednesday, and you've got a match coming up against the school that's kind of near and dear to my heart, Graceland, coming in. I always love to play Graceland, Ross.
Yes, you do. You had great success against the Yellow Jackets. You always welcome them. And that's a good match for us, because they're very good. They're ranked in the top 20 in AIA, and they're only an hour and 15 minutes away, so that's good for both of us.
Yeah, and again, we talked with the Coach Anderson on for softball and also Coach Lowe for baseball. As you get to this point in the season, you look at some of the scores around the MIAA, I think you're probably right up there, but who are the teams to beat right now in the conference?
Well, I think on the men's side, of course, you always start with Southwest Baptist and Washburn are probably the teams that are all competing for the league title. Now, we've won it 3 years in a row, and, you know, we're hoping that we can get that 4th one, but everybody's gunning for us, you know. On the women's side, we were 2nd last year, but the league's gotten a lot tougher with the addition of the Oklahoma schools, and Central Oklahoma and Northeastern are still very good. But I really think right now, from the results I've seen, Southwest Baptist women's team looks very, very strong. They may be the best team in our league at this point, anyway.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks a lot for being with us.
Always a pleasure, John.
All right. That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell. He's with us this evening on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. And again, we want to thank Mark for stopping by on the program. As we wrap up this edition of the show, we got one more coming up next week, so we hope to see you back here again a week from today for the final edition of this year's KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. And Rodney, I know you have something else you want to say here.
Well, we started out at the top of the show congratulating Pat Haynes. Her retirement party is here tonight, joining us for the Bearcat Coaches Show. And Pat, we wanted to let you know that John and I was going to sing for you, we were practicing in the breaks, but I found out John can't sing, so we're not going to do that. But we can get serious every now and then, and we would be remiss to tell everyone that you're a tremendous person, a tremendous lady, a great asset to Northwest, and we really, really are going to miss you at Northwest Missouri State University. There's not one department, whether it be athletics, whether it be KXCV, University Relations,